This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get some energy cooking here on Monday. Yep, the Good Day program. How do you do? What is today? This is the third Monday. Yeah, it's the 63rd Monday of May. Rich McFadden, my friend, is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So what say you when it comes down to the bottom line? I know how you love it when I say, look at how fast the time is going. Yeah. We're already in the third week of May 2016. Hoo-ha!
Stop it. It goes fast enough.
Doesn't it, though, huh? Okay, so let's find out. Let's not do politics at first. This hour of the program, we try to do a little more in-depth conversationally. There are a lot of things that have gone on over the weekend, and included in that is the release of the Boston bomber police 911 call. Or did I do that in the order of this? This is the 9. Let me do a retake on that. This is the release of the 911 call that ended the manhunt for the bomber. All right. The fella who found Mr. Sarnaev in a boat in his backyard was David Henneberry. Being from Boston, this is vividly still in my mind, watching this video, listening to all of the news coverage of this. The bomber had been injured in a shootout with police. This is the second or third day of the event, as I recall. And so this guy, Henneberry, described blood all over the place while the operator says to stay inside. Here is the call.
Just stay on the phone. Yeah, I'm here. I'm in the house.
Can you look at the bone without making yourself noticeable?
I can look at it right now.
Okay. Just let me know if anything moves or anything like that, okay?
I can't see one side. I can see the other side. I just looked and I found something on the outside, and I got nervous. And I looked in. I saw blood all over the floor of the boat, and there was a body in the boat.
Okay.
He didn't move. He's laying down alongside the engine inside the boat.
That's it? Huh. All right. Well, I think there's a lot more than that. But the caller there describing what he sees inside the boat, which is the body of Sarnaev, but the body's still warm. And even though he's been bleeding a lot, this was three or four days after the actual bombing, and the amount of attention, the police, it was as if one of their own had been killed. You know how those situations develop when there's a police officer who's been shot in the line of duty, and that all bets are off. Everything focuses in a police department or unit. In this case, over the course of that 4 days, over 4,000 police had been involved in the in this whole affair. 4,000. There were 1,000 who went into sort of like direct I don't know what you would call it, but this is action to try to find this guy. They closed down that whole town. Everything in, everything out, everything around. It was an amazing reality. And it takes my breath away now. You can hear it in my voice. It takes my breath away to think about what happened and how much focus there was. Now, granted, there were a couple, I think three people killed, and there were dozens injured, some very seriously. But it brings around to me anyway, it brings around the discussion of how much is too much. How much, there were, over the course of the 4 days, I believe 49 million dollars were spent directly to pay for the police.
You got to remember.
Who knows how much indirectly.
The amount of eyeballs that were on this scene when it happened.
Oh, my God.
It was a world-known event.
Yeah.
Being televised nationally and worldwide. So when you've got that kind of... notice of, everybody seeing what's happening. You got to get, I mean, think about it. How many murders happen in the city of Boston every day?
Yeah.
Every week.
Well, it's not Chicago, but there are.
And do you hear about it?
No.
No. And it's because it was the event and the style in which it happened that gave it all of the attention. And you could not let these guys get out of town. You could not.
Well. It really is something else, isn't it, huh?
It sure is.
Yeah, when you think about it. And I'm not sure what the time, why it was that now they released this. This would have been more, if they wanted some drama, I mean, there's going to be plenty of drama out of it anyway, I suppose, under the circumstances.
You usually have to wait a certain amount of time after a case is closed.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't have any effect on the case.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The social media connections are Facebook at Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day, or Good Day Show, and Twitter. There'll be a continuing conversation on Twitter, I'm sure, with regard to this. This is, okay, so let's just leave it at the drama. And but you can hear in my voice, I don't know necessarily how to deal with this at this point in time. I gave you the facts as to how many police officers were involved. You know what happened. The guy was found guilty, and he spends the rest of his life in jail. Here's the issue from a tactical point of view, from a conversational point of view. Why bother to release this now? All it does is open up old wounds. Every single year since this happened 4 years ago on the marathon day, which is April, the third Monday in April, Patriots Day, there is this opening up of the scab. Pull the scab off the wound.
You feel any safer?
The news media. I don't feel any safer. Not at all.
Is it
nonsense? It's all
theater. You have to go through metal detectors to be able to get on the race route.
No, they couldn't possibly do that. No,
right.
There are 34,000 people who run in this race. They put them in buses and they haul them from the hotels all over Greater Boston out to the start. They start the hauling at 4 o'clock in the morning on the day of the race. And there's just one continuous stream of busload after busload. They hired, I think I saw somewhere, 480 buses to haul these racers. This is a big deal here. The Boston Marathon is probably the most famous marathon in the world. And as a result, as Richie just said, that's why it gets so much attention. And it's a big deal in Boston.
And it's not enclosed in an arena that they can surround.
No, it's not. No, not at all. I mean, they closed off sort of the end by the Prudential Center, but that's very open. It's right by the Mass Turnpike. So there's all this, and there are plenty of buildings around. They had sharpshooters on the buildings and that kind of stuff. The fire station is a couple blocks up the street, but it's a big retail, huge retail. The Prudential Center is a 49-story building. There are all kinds of retail and restaurant all around. This is Boylston Street. The Boston Common is up to the right, but this whole area, and then down four blocks to the Charles River is all retail and residential. There's a lot of people here, and it just shows you though what can happen under this circumstance. So. Food for thought. Good Day helps the hungry. I'm starting something new today to focus on providing food for children in countries where they do not. This is a life and death effort. I became aware of this about a month or so ago, and I thought, okay, I need to do something to help out some of these children. Most of the children that will be helped will be in the Caribbean and Latin America, that sort of thing. Children in these areas do not have enough food. They do not have enough water. And you, with a small donation of $75 can change that. Don't you think every child deserves the basics of light, food, water, that sort of thing? So if you decide you want to gift some money, you'll be able to, with that $75, provide a year's worth of food and a lifetime supply of clean water to a child that has, in most cases, no parents, no relatives. They're orphans. They're by themselves. The group that I have come into contact with is called Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor does their best to meet needs, both physical, spiritual, as well as the individual family, community level of input. So if you'd like to help, it's pretty easy to do. Call 844-868-4673. Aren't we really, we're so, I'm thinking of my email address. Everything is dot this or dot that, but no, this is a regular phone number. 844-868-4673, which, by the way, spells out HOPE. $75 provides food, clean water to a hungry child a year. If you have $150, it'll save two children. And that's the way it goes, up and up. Your gift will save lives. Toll free, 844-868-4673. You can go to the website, DougStephan.com, and you'll see on the home page a website that links you to the donation page. Actually, Richie, have you ever used pound 250? We thought that would be a good way to make this work. Yeah. Just go to your phone and hit pound 250 and say the word give. And you'll talk to somebody. You'll pledge whatever you want, $75, $150, whatever. Food for the poor, save a life, help the Good Day program, help the hungry. 844-868-4673 or pound 250 on your phone and say the word give.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like seven different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
You, the road, nothing else. This is what it's like to start your legend on an Indian motorcycle. And now for a limited time, we'll add $1,500 to your trade-in value, plus $1,000 in accessory and apparel credit. Go ahead. The road is calling. Indian Motorcycle. Be legendary. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada and subject to credit approval. Trade-in allowance and accessory credit valid on select 2016 models. Bid through 5/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear helmets. Never drink and ride.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. you can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let the pressure off. This is a way to let the pressure off. And what better way to do it than to dance to the music of the Spice Girls? Apparently they are back, and into the studio they go with some of their new songs. Are there three or four? I thought there were four Spice Girls. Jennifer, you're the expert on that.
Five.
There are five?
There's only three of the five left now.
Where'd the rest of them go?
Well, Victoria Beckham's a billionaire, so she's not doing anything.
So there's that.
She's a billionaire because she's married to the soccer player.
No, she's actually made more money on her own, too, with her clothing lines and everything.
Really? Is it a Spice Girls clothing line, or is it a Victoria Beckham?
No, high-end fashion week. Yeah,
really?
Victoria Beckham line, yep.
Huh, don't know anything about
it. A lot of celebrities now, too.
Does she?
And then Mel C, who is Sporty Spice, yeah, her clothes are gorgeous and very, very, very not affordable. Mel C is Sporty Spice. She's also not involved in the reboot. So we've got Ginger, Scary Spice, and Baby Spice.
Hey,
those are my three favorite anyway, so I'm okay.
They were?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they've been around for 20 years, apparently. Where's their first song? Wannabe was their first song, right? Where do we have that?
Yeah.
Kind of cute. So they're going to play a series of dates. Is it this year, next year, when they have to get some music going in order to go out and have people come to them because they don't want to just listen to the old music. They'll want to listen to some new music as well. Is that how people who are following the Spice Girls think?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone's excited to hear the new stuff. And of course,
but
the old stuff is so good.
It's a nostalgia tour. It's sort of like the Backstreet Boys getting back together in Vegas. I mean, yeah, they might have new stuff, but people are going because it reminds them of what they were 20 years ago. I mean, that's why I would go.
Good.
That was fun 20 years ago.
All right, do you think that they're still hot, so to speak?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they look great. Actually, yes.
Oh, they're pens. All right, speaking of that.
Well, for you.
Well, I don't know that I think that the skinny isn't in with me. That's not what appeals to me. But I was just looking at this picture of me that's posted at DougStephan.com today in the Being Hot department. You see
if you want to see something hot, go look at my picture. DougStephan.com.
Researchers from Chapman University publishing a study of over 1,200 Americans that that determine how satisfaction with one's appearance and weight relate to a variety of other things. For women, for example, satisfaction with overall appearance was the third strongest predictor of overall life satisfaction, behind only satisfaction with financial situation they're in, satisfaction with their romantic partner. That was number one. Interesting. Women think the number one thing in order to be happy is to have a good partner. For men, appearance satisfaction was the second strongest predictor of life satisfaction, behind the satisfaction with financial situation.
Now, yep. Money first and then looks for men.
Well, that's
their own money and their own looks, which is surprising. Yeah.
We have the man
haters love you. I'm so pretty.
No, look at me.
I'm so pretty.
All right, Victoria, describe your boyfriend physically.
He's in good shape. His nickname is Abs, and I don't let him forget it whenever that seems to go away a little bit.
Really? I understand that. This is the time of year when I'm trying to get mine back again.
Yeah.
All right, Kara, describe your boyfriend.
Why are we doing this again? No, my boyfriend, I would say, is also in good shape. I don't think he has a six-pack, but neither do I, so that's okay.
Oh, does Victoria have a six-pack?
No, of course not. Six-pack are for drinking, Doug.
No, I think a lot of women have six-packs now.
But I'm not a workout nut, though.
No. Okay. Well, anyway, I find it interesting. But how is it any different than Venus and Mars, for heaven's sakes? It's all part of the same deal. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. So you've come up with a great idea for making money on the Internet. You create a website and begin making actual sales. You're living the dream. But out of the blue, you're sued by someone who's blind. They say they can't use your website, and you're in violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Think that could happen? Well, in America, it already has, a number of times. Recently, a federal judge ordered the owners of a website called Colorado Bag and Baggage to pay $4,000 to someone who sued them under the ADA, saying they didn't provide special accommodations to help the disabled. They also have to pay the plaintiff's legal fees, expected to exceed $100,000. Let's be fair. If the ADA clearly spelled out the requirements for websites, then lawsuits like this might be understandable. But it doesn't, and as the Justice Department works on writing the rules, more and more owners of websites are being sued, even Harvard University. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now on the Good Day program.
Here I am, Doug Stepp. How about we make it 34 after? Just for the hate of it. You're here because you want to be here, not because I made you. And so let's make this a cool conversation, if you will. Cool, calm, and collected. Political news. Between now and the election, there'll be plenty of that. And even though this is not a program that focuses on politics, it's a conversation about what people are talking about. And people are certainly talking about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. I thought it was interesting. Bernie Sanders supporters got very spiritual during a ceremony in Oregon over the weekend. Primary is tomorrow in Oregon. Do you know what Wiccan religious supporters are? You know what a Wiccan is?
Yeah.
Wicca, Wicca, Wiccan. We've had, actually, on this program over the years since you've been with me, Richie, I think I've had two or three Wiccan ministers on.
Yeah, it's like a witch.
Yeah. It
or a warlock.
In a sense. It more like, yeah, more warlock. And more like what the Salem witches were hung for. It just happens to be that they have a rather non-traditional. Can you imagine them up against the social conservatives of the Republican Party?
I can't imagine them up against anybody.
So anyway, a bunch of Bernie Sanders supporters held a Wiccan ceremony with priestess Lee LaFleur. She invited the crowd to join in the amplification of positive energy. Bernie Sanders
and the progressive movement presented an amplification of positive energy. The event was advertised.
He was there at the event?
He was there, and it was advertised on his campaign website. Ms. LaFleur led chants passed around an invitation ballot box for people to share their political hopes. Participants were smudged with the smoke from burning sweet grass, which is basically the same as those of you who do. I did that with my house. I went through, saged the house, get rid of the bad energy, wafted around. They entered a sacred circle and had a very... Now, this shows you...
So you're going to vote for Bernie?
No. Oh, okay. But it shows you, well, you see, I can embrace the ideas of Donald Trump and still embrace other ideas that are not traditional. The problem with people in our country, especially today, is that they have one mindset. But when that doesn't work, what do? Turning our attention to the aforementioned Donald Trump, he is anathema, or was... I use was because pretty interesting what's been happening over the last 3 or 4 days, especially. It was Cruz and him being the leader of the social conservatives. And before that was Mario Rubio, or Marco Rubio. I see how quickly we forget. He's like so passe. They all are passe because the world is changing. Now, the social conservative movement, having spent all this time opposing Donald Trump, condemning Donald Trump, now moving to embrace Donald Trump. Mainstream Republicans are apparently ready to coalesce around Donald Trump.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, exactly.
Me being one of them.
You're going to vote for Hillary Clinton?
Right, yeah.
Vote for Hillary Clinton? Of course you're not. So this is qualified support, though, as you can hear in Richie's voice in
swallow hard.
Right. Hold your nose and vote. But the change of heart is one of the remarkable things, I believe. This has certainly been an erratic chase, a precedent-defying chase. The sense with realistic Republicans that the party is flawed. Certainly Donald Trump is flawed, but he's preferable to Hillary Clinton. He's been married not once, not twice, but 3 times. What do you think the social conservatives think of that? He's had an affair, is admitted to more or less as such. So he's the default candidate. So all these people who are, I think I saw a headline over the weekend, you may have seen it as well, suggested that Hillary Clinton was going after Republican voters, especially women who were dissatisfied with Donald Trump. So here's Peggy Nance, president of Concerned Women of America. They have openly campaigned against Trump until this point. She said, he's not my first choice, he's not my second choice, but any concerns I have about him pale in contrast to the concerns I have about Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So Hillary, not so fast, baby. Don't count your chickens before they go bawk, 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 bawk. Because maybe, just maybe, you're overplaying your part. You're overplaying your hand. Trump, again, the cultural conservatives, of which I am not one, Richie may be to a point, I am not. The offenses against him, including supporting Planned Parenthood, positions on abortion rights, his views on gays and lesbians. See, beside the fact that I want everything blown up, I'm in that camp. I don't think it's anybody's business. Planned Parenthood does a lot of good stuff. Abortions, I'm not for abortions. I've made that very clear over the years I have done this program. I would not, however, put Planned Parenthood into a group. That's all that they do. They provide a lot of women's clinical health benefits that many women can't find anywhere else. And so they make their choice. Do they provide abortions? Yeah. Do I like that idea? No. But I do support that. One of the things that I don't do is tell people what to do with their body or their lives, because it's none of my business. Even if I find it offensive, even if I think it horrifying, even if I would say to someone, should that happen to me, I would like to have you carry the baby to term and have it adopted. That would be me saying that to someone that I was involved in. Fortunately, it's never happened in my life, but if it had happened, that's what I would have done. Under the circumstances, the right of a woman to do what she chooses with her body goes way beyond any relationship she has. It just, that's what I believe in. However, and the same is true with gays and lesbians. I'm not gay, and I don't necessarily think I would embrace that lifestyle. I have plenty of friends who are gay. I have plenty of friends who are lesbians. I don't know that I have anybody who's a friend that's a transgender person. Bisexual, yeah, I got friends who are bisexual. I don't even know anybody other than the conversation about Caitlyn Jenning and that kid who was the used to be Manning. What was his first name? And then he became another Chelsea Manning. I don't know. Maybe I should put it this way. I don't know that I've ever met anybody who has been. Here's something.
I love watching you wiggle around on this
right,
one. This is
listen
great.
To this. Last night, Meredith and I are going through things that on her Facebook page.
And you put on one of her dresses?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, that wouldn't work with her. Anyway, so there's this posting about JFK and Obama. And I'm trying to remember exactly what the posting was, if I can get the verbiage right. JFK sent women into combat, and Obama sent women into bathrooms. That's not it, though. I'll find it, and then maybe I'll. I don't know if I'll post it or not, but I'll give you the verbiage of it. But it is this whole business about
Facebook. I'll go see your Facebook page.
Yeah,
find
right.
it.
Anyway, so. The whole business about what people do with their lives is none of my business and none of your business, in my opinion. But I'm going back around to how Trump has stood his ground. He has made his positions clear, even though all of us are uncomfortable with sort of his blathering and making fun of people and making it personal and that sort of thing. It's childish. It's unnecessary. But again, what these people are saying, like this woman from the Concerned Women for America, he's okay in comparison to Hillary Clinton. So, anyway.
I found it.
What does it say?
May 1961, President John F. Kennedy. We will put men on the moon. May 2016, President Barack Obama. We will put men in women's restrooms.
Okay. Was that her? Did she post it? I don't know.
She did.
Falling asleep.
She did.
Okay, all right. Anyway, so. Yeah, she's the character. All right, so she's much more in. She's way to the.
Yeah, she's way more on my side.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Donald Trump was on the Today Show. And he was commenting on a phone call recording released by the Washington Post, which, as you can imagine, editorially is not too supportive of Donald Trump's presidential candidacy. We will have that call in a moment here on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network.
and sprint winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
47 past the hour on Good Day. Here is this call recording. It was released by the Washington Post, alleging that on it, Trump pretended to be his own publicist.
It's his promise. Donald Trump is with us on the phone. Mr. Trump, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Not sure if you have been made aware of this Washington Post report that's out this morning, but they have obtained a recording with a voice of someone that they say is in fact you, someone who's pretending to be a PR person. This is from 25 years ago, and let me play a portion of the tape for it.
Good
for
God.
You.
What's your name again?
John Miller.
What is your position?
Well, I'm sort of handling PR because you get so much of it.
On this tape, the person on it talks about his dating exploits, goes on about his divorce, things like that. I guess the simple question this morning, are you aware of the tape? Is it you?
No, I don't think it. I don't know anything about it. You're telling me about it for the first time, and it doesn't sound like my voice at all. I have many, many people that are trying to imitate my voice, and you can imagine that. And this sounds like one of the scams, one of the many scams. It doesn't sound like me.
The Post says that you acknowledged a couple decades ago that, in fact, that was you, but it was a joke.
I don't think it was me. It doesn't sound like me. I don't know even what they're talking about. I have no idea.
The Post also says this is something you did rather routinely, that you would call reporters and plant stories and say either
What in the name of God is going on here? So he played around and he was his own PR person. I've acted like my own PR person. Hi, this is Rich McFadden from the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Was there a crime committed? Was there
a bunch of nonsense, for God's sakes? Who cares? Get lost, you boobs. They got nothing better than that to come up with? My heavens. What a state of mockery. And they deserve to be mocked. 50 minutes past the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Past the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. The computer security pioneer John McAfee had some interesting things to say this week. We'll get to that. Plus, the focus on phone addiction and who among your family cannot put their smartphone down. I'm going to bet it's probably pretty much everybody in the family. We'll pursue that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Phone addiction, 55 past the hour on Good Day. Shannon McDonald from Viewer talked about a new study regarding teenage addictions to their smartphone.
Many of us are guilty of always having our smartphones on us, and it could be a habit that starts young. A recent study found that 50% of teens believe they are addicted to their phones, and 60% of the parents agree that their kids are too. The study was conducted by Common Sense Media, a nonprofit that works with kids, parents, teachers, and policymakers on media and technology. This latest study involved more than 1,200 interviews between parents and their teens between the ages of 12 to 18. 80% of the teens interviewed said they checked their phone hourly, while more than 70% said they felt obligated to respond to texts and notifications immediately, which wasn't much different from the parents. Nearly half said they feel the need to answer texts and social media messages right away, too.
I don't think there's anything new here. I think pretty much everybody knows that the younger you are, the more connected you are. I'm going to be positive about it. Some people say addicted, but connected you are to the social media and to the smartphones and to the technology. Is that, what's the news there?
Right.
Huh? I mean, think about it. But here's something that is newsy, I think, with regard to that same, with the same instrument. John McAfee, we all know McAfee Virus Protection, he pulled out his cell phone in a public place the other day and stared at the screen. The notification on it said, something changed in my account. Please press next. And then he said, I have the best security habits in the world and I can't keep my phone secure. So when a guy like that, whose name has become synonymous with antivirus protection, tells you he is worried about computer security, phone security, any security, that sounds dangerous to me. Whether it's using your camera, the microphone on the phone, who the hell knows who's monitoring what pictures you're taking or what voice stuff you're talking to your girlfriend or whoever it is. The hackers of the world can have a picnic with that stuff. So I think McAfee is right. I don't know how again, the younger you are, the more connected you are. Do you, either of you two, worry about that stuff? Victoria, Kara?
No. Honestly, I don't think about it. If someone's going to hack into my phone, they're not going to find much.
No.
You know, I mean, there are no naked pictures on my phone. That happens to so many people.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's happened to so many people.
Yes.
So, you know,
so
if you don't
foolish.
Learn that lesson,
right.
Then, you know.
All right. Irving Azoff, who is Taylor Swift's agent, says that there needs to be a closer scrutiny of the music on YouTube.
This is a big, big story because YouTube has been playing music and music videos for a long time from numerous artists, and the artists aren't getting any royalties, and YouTube refuses to strike a deal with these artists, and they just give everything for free. And now Taylor Swift is starting, you know, she went after Spotify, now she's going after YouTube, and this could change the way that we view free music on YouTube. So it's a developing story.
All right. Developing breaking news here. You're on a good day. 59 past the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.